far-right group of white nationalists calling themselves the Patriot Front has gotten a lot of attention over the last few months. The group has posted over 1,000 pieces of racist propaganda online. Dozens of affiliates of the group were arrested in Idaho for conspiracy to riot. And now there's a number of civil rights groups that are calling on federal law enforcement to crack down on that group. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Lindsay Schubiner, program director at the Western States Center, a progressive pro-democracy organization. Good to have you with us this morning. Why don't we start with who is this group, the Patriot Front, and how are they differing from the Proud Boys?
Thanks so much for having me. So Patriot Front is a white nationalist group that formed following the deadly Unite the Right rally in 2017. And it's an organization that actually broke off from the neo-Nazi group called Vanguard America. And Patriot Front's founder led Vanguard America's members during Unite the Right. It's really, from its founding in 2017, Patriot Front has grown into a significant threat to communities in the United States. They've, as you said, they've posted thousands of racist and intimidating flyers, engaged in coordinated campaigns of vandalism against racial justice memorials and LGBT pride murals, and, you know, more recently have escalated to alleged conspiracy to riot and assault. The Proud Boys are, you know, in some ways similar as another bigoted and anti-democracy group, but they organize in different ways. They are more engaged in street fighting, and their focus is a little bit different. But we see them both as contributing to a really troubling rise in overt racism and bigotry in our politics.
When I was living up in the Northwest, I covered a lot of the Aryan Nations up there, Richard Butler, the compound that he had in North Idaho, and it seemed that they would make the news cycle sporadically during annual parades or when there was an election. But now it seems like a lot of these groups are more front and center more often. Why is that, do you think?
You know, unfortunately, what we saw is that the Trump era really welcomed overt bigotry into our mainstream politics, and white nationalist groups are political groups. They have political goals, and so they've taken that opening and exploited it, aided by the sort of drastic spread in conspiracy theories and misinformation, particularly that spread during the pandemic.
These calls for the feds to go after them for civil rights violations, what are the odds that this is going to move to the front of the line for that?
Well, we think it's critically important, and that's why, among many other civil rights groups, we're calling for the federal government to take action. You know, we're calling for them to launch an investigation of Patriot Front for criminal actions under federal law, and in particular, their targeting of Coeur d'Alene's Pride event raises potential criminal liability under federal civil rights statutes. And, you know, I think... It's hard to speculate, right? But we think that there's good reason for this to receive serious consideration, and particularly because the need for federal intervention is so clear and urgent. Whenever there are inadequate consequences for their criminal activity, white nationalists take it as a sign to escalate. And there needs to be, you know, don't get me wrong, while we need federal intervention, we also need state level and local intervention. And that's why we're also asking the federal government to support those state and local entities in making that happen.
Are there any risks, though, pursuing a federal case against this group?
You know, the reason we're asking for an investigation is because, you know, any legal action that we'd want them to take we'd want to be fully and significantly supported, and so that it would have a very, very good chance of success. It's so that's why we're calling for that. And you know, we often see white nationalists and other bigoted groups try to push the boundaries of our legal system because they're trying to accelerate political violence and conflict without facing accountability. And oftentimes they rely on threats and intimidation and harassment, and sometimes overt violence, in a way that's core to their strategy and ideology. And it's up to, you know, both our legal system, but also our communities and our political system to, you know, take legal action where possible, mm-hmm. but where that's not possible, to speak out and push back and reject it and work against the type of intimidation that they are trying to create by, you know, openly rejecting bigotry and supporting welcoming communities.
All right. Lindsay Schubner, Program Director at Western States Center, a progressive pro-democracy organization. We appreciate